Wake Forest University and University of North Carolina School of the Arts alumna G.T. Upchurch may have just graduated from UNCSA School of Drama in 2005, but she's already on lots of people's radar. G.T. has directed several off-Broadway productions, including last year's Harper Reagan by Simon Stevens, which received a Top 10 Shows of 2012 nod from the New York Times. The Times also profiled G.T. in February's article, Staging a Sisterhood, about the rise of women directors in New York. Recently, G.T.'s been sharing her talents with UNCSA fourth-year senior drama students during rehearsals for Joe Mastroff's romantic comedy, She Loves Me.
She loves me into my amazement.
You know, one of the things that I really love about this particular show is that it's very quotidian in a way. It's not about an orphan looking for a home or a, you know, baron looking for a mother for his eight children. It's very simple. It's about shop clerks looking for love. It's very much a Valentine of a musical written at a time when people needed an escape. And it's so much fun for that. So it's a romantic comedy.
They say that comedy, though, or those sorts of interactions are very difficult for actors, period. But working with young actors at UNCSA, how's it been going?
First of all, they are hugely, wildly talented. So much so that that was what I was floored by when I first got back to school. And I knew that. I went to school here and I worked with amazing actors here. But being away for 8 years and coming back and being that much older and seeing these, you know, students who are just extraordinary. And comedy is, it's very technical. And we have had to work on that part of it. I think working on comedies is sometimes notorious for being not very fun because of that reason. But because this is a musical, we've actually had a blast. But we did talk a lot about comedy techniques, and there are certain technical things that you need to do in order to get the laugh or to land the joke.
They say it's all about timing. But beyond that, though, what are some specifics from the director's chair? How do you coax that out of an actor or steer them in the right direction?
Well, strangely, one of the things is getting to the end of the line and lifting the last word.
Lifting
the last word just slightly so that it's a rhythmical thing. And one of the ways that we worked on that was a Gerald Friedman technique, which is you throw a beanbag back and forth at the end of the line to each other. And it gets you from being too naturalistic and sort of going into yourself, because the thing about a joke is it has to go out to the audience. And it was a way to bridge the gap between the actors feeling, if I do it this way, does it make me a phony? And it doesn't, if you've incorporated it somehow into the process.
Quiet girl he's going to see, be the girl that he's imagined me to be.
The two leads are in love with each other but don't know it, because in real life they sort of bicker, but they're in love with each other as pen pals. And there is a moment when they're about to meet face-to-face for the first time, and they each get to talk to their friends on stage to say what they're scared of. And it's such a raw moment, and I think it's something that everybody can relate to. And Amalia, the leading woman, has a solo called Will He Like Me, in which she just bares herself to say that she's scared that this love affair that she started on letters is all going to fall apart when he meets her in person, because she's not going to hold up to being the woman that she wants him to see. And it's wildly vulnerable. And so in the middle of this, you know, a big romantic comedy musical, you have just these gorgeous nuggets of pure, raw vulnerability and people being scared, just like we all are, you know, before meeting somebody that you care about.
Off-Broadway director, UNCSA alumna, class of 2005, and educator G.T. Upchurch. The UNCSA production of Joe Mastroff's romantic comedy, She Loves Me, opens on Wednesday, November 20th, and will run through the 24th with evening shows at 7:30 and a Sunday matinee at 2 in the Gerald Friedman Theater, Performance Place on the UNCSA campus. You'll find links to ticket information and my complete interview with G.T. at wfdd.org, and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.